Quarantine has caused all of us to question things about our lives, and that includes our relationships. Renee Ariel has built her platform as a relationship expert, sharing her tips and advice on TikTok to an audience of millions. She joined 10 Minute Talks to share when it's time to walk away from a relationship and how to move on. This is our conversation. I know a lot of people have had relationships end during quarantine for various different reasons. Do you have any advice on getting over someone?
Yes. Okay. So for me, when I was going through like my worst breakups, one of them wasn't even a serious relationship, but it was the hardest breakup for me because it was long distance. And I don't know, for anyone that's been in a long distance relationship, they're quite all consuming because you're constantly knowing where they are. You're always in communication with them. You're always texting them. You're always planning FaceTime. And sometimes you start to like schedule your life around this person that you're like, okay, well, I'm just going to get through the work day and then I get to FaceTime them, because it's never a time to breathe. It's always like you're looking forward to things. You're always waiting for that next trip. But then when the trip happens, then you know it's going to end. So when I got out of a long distance relationship, it was really hard for me to get back into the rhythm of my life and just feel like I had things to look forward to again. So in the very early stages of that, which by the way, never get to the point where someone is all of your happiness. And I realized when I was like in my early, like probably 20, 21, I went through this relationship and learned that lesson after, but watch a comfort sitcom. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I swear to you, having something that you can rely on, like Friends, is so nice in the beginning. That's a big one, because also with heartbreak, you don't just like fall asleep thinking about it. It's literally the first thing you think about when you wake up before you're even fully awake. I know it sucks because you're just starting a new routine, which is my second point. Make a new routine for yourself. Plan everything to the hour. Don't give yourself more time than you need to sulk and feel sad. Make sure you also give yourself that time to process, but give yourself a routine that will make you feel good, that will keep you energized and focused as much as you can. But also, sometimes you need those days where you just cry and stay in bed all day. It's a balance. Just don't stay in that phase too long. And lastly, reach out to a friend. Have like a friend that you can talk to during those times that you're feeling so low that you just need someone to give you a little pep talk. Have that friend, because you will need that friend. And sometimes you cannot be your own, you know, coach that is like, everything's going to be okay. You need a friend to do that. And that's okay. Just make sure you have that friend with you.
When you're thinking about possibly ending a relationship and you're not quite sure if you should, are there any steps you go through or anything like that to figure it out?
Yes. I think one big step for me is really weighing out the kind of the pros and cons, and not so much, I mean, you can list them, but a big one is what percentage are they making me happy versus making me feel unsatisfied or upset? If it is ever, I would say below consistently like 80% happy, I think that gets to be a problem, because a lot of people will live for these temporary highs. It actually becomes like an addiction where you just live for those, you know, short moments of when they are exactly what you need them to be. And then a majority of the time, they're just not showing up for you. They're not being affectionate, but you just keep waiting for the good again. Make sure you're never waiting for the good again. I get people go through slumps, but you have to mainly 80% of the time, I would say, feel satisfied and loved and happy. If that person is not meeting your needs, not making you feel good, even 30% of the time, it's something I would consider to be a bad sign and heading towards an end.
Yeah, that's interesting that you brought up kind of the temporary high, because I really love the video that you made about having a crush on someone is just getting like a rush of dopamine. There are other things that you can do to give you that feeling.
Yes. Listen, I stand by that, because in the beginning, when we have like a crush on someone and we just get so excited when they text us, I just really need to make it just scientific. Let's just really break it down what that is. Okay. I get that this guy is cute and he's funny and he makes you laugh, all the things, totally. But there are so many things that can give you that feeling. So if that guy's a piece of garbage, you will find someone or something else to do that will make you feel those feelings. Just don't be scared of losing them. It's about losing the feeling, which you won't do as long as you're doing things that make you happy and give you that rush of dopamine.
Can you talk about the idea of romanticizing someone as opposed to accepting who they really are in the current moment?
Yes, I would say I have romanticized plenty of guys in my past. And I think what it is you see this potential in them, right? Like you, when they talk about their nephew and you're like, oh my God, he's so good with kids. He would be so good with our kids. Like, stop it. Like, no, he's good to his nephew. He may be really good to his friends. That doesn't mean he'll be good to you. He could be the best, sweetest person to everyone around him. He could be the best guy on paper. Doesn't mean he'll be the best guy for you. But often what we'll do is instead of focusing on how they're treating us, we look at how they're treating other people and things in their environment and what they do. And then we build this idea in their head of what it would be like to be with them. If you have to put in your head what it would be like to be with them, you're romanticizing them. You have to take things step by step. It should be a natural progression where in the beginning, it is someone you're just chatting with, having a good time with, low expectations. Do not have high expectations in the beginning of getting to know someone, because the odds are they will disappoint you and you will have to find someone else just until they reach a certain point where there's compatibility, which you don't know off the bat or in the beginning. So I would say keeping your expectations very low in the beginning is important so you don't romanticize them. And then as you're getting closer, make sure you're paying attention to what they're doing and how they're being with you, not how they're being with people around them or how you see them in your head. If you're daydreaming, it's not a reality. That's not how they actually are.
That's so hard though, because that's like what we all gravitate toward in the beginning, because you don't know that much about them. So you start thinking about all of those things and painting a picture in your head.
I know. Trust me. I know it's hard. I totally get that. Like for me, I would say I did that for a long time. I remember there was a time in my dating life where I would go out on a date with someone and be like, this could be my boyfriend. And that, what I've learned as I've gotten older is that's crazy. And I'll tell you why. You do not know someone through a date, through a text conversation, through two dates. You learn someone over a period of time to see how they react to certain events, how they communicate. Will they stand you up? Will they prioritize you? There's things you just have to learn about someone that just does not happen overnight, that you have to learn over time, that romanticizing them is a waste of time because it's not reality. And so I just think romanticizing goes back to like putting kind of all of your eggs in one basket, because when you're romanticizing someone, like that's the person you're focusing on. And I think we have to do less of that until we feel like this is someone that could really be a consistent part of our lives and a big part of our lives, which you will not know in the early stages of talking, no matter what.
Yeah, I feel like the hard thing with that and with letting go of someone is it can feel like it was a waste of your time. I invested X amount of time or emotional energy, and it can feel like you almost lost something, which can make you want to hang on to something that's not really good for you. Have you experienced that before, and how do you work through that?
I did. I was the worst case scenario. I was in a very on again, off again, toxic relationship for a year and a half. And that is exactly what I did, where I would think to myself like, oh, I invested so much, but we had this and we could still get back to this. I think a lot of the times, a lot of the reasons we get into very toxic situations or we don't let go of people is because we hold on to this idea that it'll get back to a point in time where we thought they could be the person we end up with. Whether it's like they said something to you one night, they were vulnerable, and you hold on to that because you're like, no, but that's there. What I've learned is to not do that. I pay attention now, like moving forward, to how someone is with me now. I've like done a very, it's taken a while to get to a place where I don't pay attention to anything but consistency and anything but like the now and the present. And if I ever feel like it's getting to a place where I don't feel as satisfied or I'm not sure if it'll work, I have to really talk to myself and be like, okay, if this is something that's leaning towards not working, is this something I want to keep investing in? You can't pay attention to how much you've invested, because at the end of the day, you're not leaving with nothing. You're leaving with more knowledge. and you're leaving with lessons that now you can put into your next relationship or your next situationship or whatever it is, that will only make you a better and smarter dater, which is important to not get into bad relationships.
Yeah, I love that. It kind of reminds me of what you said in one of your videos, that sometimes things don't work out so that other things that are meant to work out can.
Yeah, 100%. And I always try to tell my friends, because I know it, it's hard to believe it after a relationship, like right after a breakup or right after someone disappointed you after you were talking to them for a few months, but you will always, it's like that Grey's Anatomy quote, actually, you'll always find someone when you least expect it that will surprise you, that will make you forget why you said, or that you said that you never thought that you would meet someone else. Like, you're whatever. I get that, because for me, when I was really invested in like my ex, it was because I had never felt that chemistry with someone before. And I held on to that because that was just something I had never had prior that I thought it wouldn't exist again. Surprise, it does. There's a lot of people out there who you'll be compatible with chemistry wise, but it's not about just the chemistry. It's not about just that they make you laugh, that you're so attracted to them. It needs to be a combination. So for me, I would say, yeah, you just, things happen when you least expect it. I don't care if you don't believe it, make yourself believe it, because it's true. And I'll be able to say, I told you so, when you go out with that one guy from Hinge or Bumble and you're like, oh, this was out there. And then you'll be like, oh, I guess she was right.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm curious, as someone who gives so much dating advice, what's the best piece of dating advice that you've ever been given?
I would say the best dating advice I've ever been given was like a very hard pill to swallow, and even can still be, I think, a hard pill to swallow when I am in kind of something new where I'm maybe more invested in it than they are. And then that's when you should, you know, let it go. But if someone's into you, you'll know. If they're not, you'll be confused. And this was actually my first TikTok that like really blew up with the dating advice. And it's so true. And I think when you are asking your friends, oh my God, like, I feel like he's not that into me because, you know, he doesn't really text me a lot and he doesn't give me that much attention, but he did say I was pretty. If you are in that train of thought where you're trying to justify or make sense that they could somehow still like you, even though they're not doing what you really would need someone to do to feel like they like you, you got to accept the hard truth that they're probably not that invested. And it's not the end of the world, but that is the truth of it. We often try to make sense of things that there's no point in making sense of. It doesn't matter why they're not. It doesn't matter why they're not texting you, or why they're not that into you, or why they're not trying to make plans. It matters that they aren't making plans, that they aren't texting you, and that they aren't that invested in you. And that just means you get to find someone who is all about you and obsessed with you. And that's going to be so much better than getting like half-assed love.
That's so true. And you're kind of the queen of doing pep talks on TikTok. So for someone who maybe just like got out of a relationship, or they've been single for a while and they're just kind of feeling down, can you give a word of encouragement to that person?
I get that right now it feels like that was your person and this is the end of the world and you're never going to feel that in love again and you're never going to have that connection again. But that's simply just not true. You're smart. You're beautiful. You're kind. You have a lot to offer in a relationship that anyone would be lucky to have. You just have to find someone that actually shows that they're grateful. You know how your parents are always like, but you're not appreciated. No. This person will show that they're appreciative by reciprocating those feelings, and you will feel 10 times better. And then you'll be like, oh my God, why was I even sad? And you're allowed to be sad now, but you'll understand that it will be worth it because you're going to feel 10 times better, even if that's just because you fall back in love with yourself.
That was my conversation with Renee. For more of her amazing advice, make sure to give her a follow at Renee Ariel on Instagram and TikTok. And make sure to subscribe to the show for more conversations like this. Until next time, remember you're loved, you matter, and you got this.